A wildfire sweeping through Glacier National Park in Montana is prompting more evacuations. Officials are clearing the small community of St. Mary at the park's eastern entrance. Another wildfire has charred about 6,000 square miles in Northern California, prompting evacuations about 30 miles north of Napa. And hundreds of firefighters are continuing to battle a blaze 10 miles east of Walla Walla, Washington. It's only about 5% contained. Wind and dry ground have let the Blue Creek fire spread over more than 5,000 acres since it started on Monday. Investigators say it was human-caused. From the Northwest News Network, Anna King reports.
I was east of Walla Walla on Five Mile Road and stopped at this big hill of cut wheat. I climbed up to the top as helicopters and planes flew overhead after dropping water and retardant on the fire. The wheat stubble is slick underfoot like soap, but dry like kindling on the land. And it burns really hot and really fast. Off in the distance, I could see plumes of smoke coming off the ridgelines. Washington State has set up a command team to fight this fire. One of the spokespeople is Sarah Foster. She told me that this fire and this fire season is a lot worse than they even saw last year, which was a record year for fire in the state.
The conditions this year are exceptionally dry, and we've already had a lot of our fire personnel out. For me, this is my third dispatch of the year.
Last year, Foster said she was only dispatched twice.
And so we know that we've got people who are already starting to feel the fatigue, and we need people to do everything they can to keep sparks from starting.
Just a few miles from the fire, I jumped on a tractor with a farmer named Greg Farrell. He was harvesting barley grain, and he told me that he was worried about all the people coming up to his farm to gawk at the fire.
We were moving machinery, and once we got down here at the bottom of the road, it was an absolute zoo. And it made you a little nerve-wracking because people were trying to pass you, you know, when there was no room and there was cars coming down the road the whole time. So, oh my gosh, this is rough.
Farrell's other worry is that the fire will jump towards his farm.
So there's Mill Creek Road and then there's Mill Creek. If it crossed those two things, then we would be in possible danger.
So far, firefighters have told Farrell it's safe to keep harvesting. The base of the state's firefighting operations is set up at the Walla Walla Community College. Returning firefighters were sprawled out on the grass trying to catch some sleep. I met crews coming out who had been working or awake for more than 30 hours. New teams were coming in to relieve this tired bunch. Firefighters, like Ryan Chapman's crew from John Day, Oregon.
We're a 20-man handline crew, and so we do everything from mop-up, initial attack. We do backburns if when needed and everything.
Chapman says his crew specializes in coming in and digging line by hand in tough terrain.
It's a lot of hiking, a lot of digging, and a lot of safety concerns involved, so we're a pretty tight crew. We kind of, you know, watch each other's back and everything like that.
The crews say the air support on the fire is really huge. Large planes and helicopters are dumping loads of retardant. Someone coming off the fire line showed me a video of that.
Nice! Oh, that is great.
The firefighters say so far it's been hard to get a handle on this fire because they're still figuring out where to dig the lines in this steep terrain. They have to pick spots that are defensible and don't put firefighters in danger down these steep gullies. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King.